This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so now the 11 o'clock in the morning story, 10:51 technically, when the following tweet was sent from President Trump's personal account. Quote, "My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible." The official POTUS account retweeted that a little while later, and here we are with the President of the United States blasting the actions of an individual company, not about moving jobs to Mexico, but instead complaining about a retailer dropping his daughter's fashion line. Marketplace's Adam Allington takes this story to the next logical line, the one that separates official duties from conflicts of interest.
So here's how it breaks down. Ivanka Trump has a fashion line. During the campaign, an online boycott movement singled out retailers who carry the Trump brand, including Nordstrom. Last week, the company announced it's dropping Ivanka's line for the upcoming season, a decision the retailer claims is due to lack of performance.
Retailing is a cruel and harsh business.
Mark Cohen is the director of retail studies at Columbia Business School. He says Nordstrom's decision was likely not about politics.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. If customers don't buy her merchandise, stores don't support her merchandise. It's as simple as that.
But it wasn't as simple as that, according to President Trump, who used the official POTUS Twitter account to criticize Nordstrom, which White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says is his right.
For someone to take out their concern with his policies on a family member of his is not acceptable, and the president has every right as a father to stand up for them.
So, question, is the president allowed to use his position to confront companies about his daughter's business?
It probably doesn't violate any formal legal rules.
William Bode is a professor of law at the University of Chicago. While Trump's tweets might not be illegal, he says that doesn't mean they're ethical.
The president has a set of norms about conflicts of interest that we sort of traditionally expect the president to adhere to, and this may well run contrary to some of those. They just wouldn't be memorialized in statute.
For that, Congress would have to act. Meanwhile, TJ Maxx and Marshalls have told employees to stop promoting Ivanka Trump's line. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.